Chapter 5, Step 3, Decisive Action. Many things about my childhood greatly affected my life forever. Some good, others served as great learning opportunities. One of the most impacting wasn't a talk, a lecture, or congratulations from my parents or coaches. It was an old wooden sign my dad handmade and hung right above our kitchen door. Every day as I ran out to catch the school bus or hang out with friends, I would read these words. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. I would later learn these words didn't originate with my dad, but were penned by the great President Theodore Roosevelt. No matter who wrote them, one thing was for sure. They'd have a greater impact on my life than I could have ever imagined. With that phrase, all excuses were erased. There was always something I could do. Now it was up to me. I simply had to do it. I had to activate Winology Step 3, Decisive Action. Man up. Before you move into this step, let me first give you a disclaimer. This is where the rubber meets the road. As my dad used to say, Joel, it's time to either put up or shut up. Such is the case with decisive action. It will require some intestinal fortitude, aka guts. Studying the key components found in the attributes of true winners, I discovered a quality all great champions possess, virtue. Actually, virtue derives from the Greek word arete. When you think about it, the Greek imperial era contains more stories of virtue, valor, and heroism than any other time in history. One of the most famous of all ancient Greek writers, Homer, used the word arete quite frequently in many different instances and with various connotations. Interestingly, Homer's use of the word wasn't gender-specific. Not only did he describe Spartan warriors and Trojan heroes as virtuous, some of his major female characters, like Penelope, the wife of Odysseus, were also arete, exceedingly honorable and brave. A bit more digging into the roots of this word revealed the simplicity yet power of this Winology step. Arete is composed of an evolving string of two words. The first word, aron, is the word for man. More specifically, the characteristics of manliness or valiance in battle. The second word is aero, which means up or elevated. Put these two root words together and you get man up. Seeing this caused a light bulb to go off in my head. Anyone who desires to be a champion in life must possess arete, virtue and exemplary bravery. As related to Winology Step 3, decisive action isn't always easy. Talk is cheap. Anyone can talk the talk, but are you willing to walk the walk? Are you ready to exude the qualities of epic heroes, taking the necessary steps of action to turn your dreams into reality? Are you ready to add arete as part of your intrinsic nature? If so, then it's time to man up, or woman up if you will, and start putting actions to what you already believe. It's time for decisive action. Mind your mouth. As a winologist, one of the most effective decisions you'll ever make is controlling the words that come out of your mouth. Maintaining the power of positivity is a lifelong process. As long as there are negative thoughts, which is forever, you'll be perpetually and systematically capturing those thoughts and reprogramming them into new, true, positive ones. Positive thinking is the foundation for winning, but the next step is equally as important. Taking decisive action to speak positively. The words which proceed out of your mouth will either construct or destroy your positive conviction infrastructure. What you speak about yourself and your future will come to pass. Why? Mainly it's because your voice is the most powerful voice to your own psyche. Think about it. You've been listening to your own voice all your life, which has trained your conscious and subconscious mind to trust it explicitly. Your next step to winning will be determined by one of two issues. Will you adhere to and speak according to your new, true, positive realities? Will you continue in your old patterns of thought and speech? Dr. Caroline Leaf, whom you met in the previous chapter, has revealed overwhelming scientific data on this subject. According to her findings, the words which come out of our mouth actually frame our world. With this thought in mind, how much should we value the power of our own words? They carry the potential to build or destroy our relationships, our self-worth, and even our future. One of the best proving grounds for the power of words is within a marriage relationship. Anyone who's married or has ever been in a committed relationship knows how damaging saying the wrong thing at the wrong time can be. We've all misspoken and ruined a good moment, or worse, wound up in the doghouse. Speaking negatively comes so naturally, to the point that we can easily justify our destructive comments. Have you ever caught yourself speaking negatively to someone, maybe yourself, and then justified it by saying, "I'm just keeping it real," or "I'm just being brutally honest"? Of course, we all have. I'm as guilty as anyone of popping off and saying something that produced the exact opposite results I desired. But to live as a world-class winner, these justifications must cease. You must mind your mouth and create new, true, positive declarations which seamlessly match your positive convictions. Hear and never forget this Winology truth. A positive mindset will never produce a winning lifestyle if it never extends past your mouth. Positive conviction is maintained, validated, and released into action by positive declarations. Do you want to win in life in first-rate form? Then it's simple. First, think true and positive thoughts. Second, make a critical, decisive action to mind your mouth and declare your new, true, positive future. Something has to change. I will never forget the day the lesson of making positive declarations hit home with me. Regretfully, it wasn't in one of my finest moments, but the message will remain in my mind forever. After the death of our daughter, my relationship with Jennifer was severely strained. Yes, we had found our new true positives and had taken decisive action to stay married no matter what. Still, those decisions didn't stop the struggles from taking their toll on us. Not long after O'Neill died, we both severely struggled to find our identities and to figure out what we believed about ourselves, our future, and even God. During this time, our interactions were often volatile. So many hurtful and poisonous things spewed out of our mouths. We were both torn up on the inside, and at the same time, we were tearing each other apart on the outside. For us to make it, something had to change. One night, right in the middle of some very heated exchanges, I decided to say something totally different than my usual angry return verbal volley. In the middle of our conversation, my rebuttal was instead kind, positive declarations over my beautiful, yet at the time, angry, hurting wife. Instead of reacting out of my own anger and emotions, I countered with affirming statements which aligned with Jennifer's true character, the beautiful, kind, affectionate, understanding, patient, doting love of my life, Jennifer. Still furious, and now shocked beyond belief, she cocked her head like a puppy who just heard a strange noise. With a wild look in her eyes, she responded, "Joel, are you speaking some of that positive confession crap over me right now?" "Yeah, baby," I replied. The other stuff wasn't working, so I figured I'd try something new. In an instant, all the tension broke. Immediately, we both started laughing and then apologized for our hurtful statements. For the first time in a very long time, that moment actually felt as though we had come back to our right minds. What started out to be a verbal assault fest turned into a great night with a lesson I'll never forget. There's power in the decisive action of minding your mouth. Sweet as sugar. Walker Smith Jr. was born in Detroit, Michigan, May 3, 1921. At 12 years old, Walker's parents separated, and he moved with his mother to the New York City neighborhood of Harlem. Smith's original desire was to be a doctor, but after dropping out of high school in the ninth grade, his passion changed to boxing. At 15 years of age, Walker attempted to enter his first boxing tournament. Much to his dismay, he wasn't allowed in the tournament because he didn't own an AAU membership card, one of the requirements to participate. To make things even worse, the minimum age for AAU membership was 18 years old, 3 years older than Smith's current age. Not to be denied his dream, Walker Smith found a way. He took decisive action. Walker found a way to become an AAU member by borrowing a birth certificate from his of-age friend, Ray Robinson. Throughout his time in AAU, people never knew his real name, just his alias. It didn't take long for Ray Robinson to turn some heads as his boxing skills were superlative to all others. Beyond the moxie to borrow a friend's identity, Robinson took further action to reach his goal. He hit the gym. Before jumping into any tournaments, he spent several months training for hours a day, jumping rope, shadow boxing, hitting mitts, and sparring. Some months later, at a fight held in Waterton, New York, a lady in the audience told Robinson that he was sweet as sugar. Thus, Walker Smith Jr. became known as Sugar Ray Robinson. The rest is history. With a professional record of 128 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws, Sugar Ray Robinson is arguably the greatest pound-for-pound fighter in boxing history. Compared to current legend Floyd Mayweather's impressive 48-0 record, Sugar Ray Robinson won 91 consecutive fights, 84 of which the victories came by way of knockout, without a loss. There's no doubt Mayweather is great, but there's simply no comparison. Sugar Ray is the hero of every great boxer in modern history. How did he become such a decorated champion? The Winology way. By seeing a window of opportunity, believing true positive realities about himself and his talents, and then taking decisive action, Robinson was convinced of the power of positive declarations as seen in one of his most famous quotes. To be a champion, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. Sugar Ray is right. Fans are fickle, coworkers can be selfish, and bosses unappreciative. Sometimes you have to cheer yourself on. It's the power of positive confession. To be world-class in your pursuit, positive declarations, as vital as they are to winning, aren't enough on their own. Decisive actions must accompany. Robinson believed and spoke positively, but he took other calculated steps of decisive action on his road to greatness. One of those actions was the decision to relentlessly train for decades, regardless of the obstacles, injuries, and setbacks. It's a common ingredient among the best of the best, the willingness to do what others will not do. The best make a decision to work harder, smarter, and longer, which separates them from the rest. A longtime friend of mine, Dominique, played professional basketball for many years. During his time in the pros, he interacted with many coaches and players who had first-hand knowledge of one of the game's greatest, Kobe Bryant. Contrary to popular belief, Kobe doesn't spend his offseason lounging by the pool, cruising around all day in exotic sports cars, and throwing his money away on frivolous entertainment. If you want to find the multi-world champion during those 5 months, you'll have to look in the gym. That's where you'll find him 6 days a week, 6 hours a day, running, jumping, lifting, dribbling, shooting, scrimmaging, and studying his opponents. When you think about it, there's not much off in Kobe's offseason. While others are hitting the snooze button, winners are taking decisive action to work and work and work. The greats aren't great just because of talent. They decide to do what others won't so they can obtain the status others don't. Time to act. As I said previously, walking out Winology Step 3, living a life of virtue reflected by decisive action, will not come easily. It requires bold steps to accomplish. This is the place where it's time to put your money where your mouth is. Time to move beyond being just a dreamer and do whatever it takes to start living your dreams right now. There's nothing wrong with dreaming, as long as you wake up from your dreams and put action to them. Without practical application and decisive action regarding your positive belief system, your dreams will only remain fantasies and fairy tales. Beliefs and positive convictions are desperately needed. However, no matter how positive they may be, without action, they are dead and worthless. Self-help guru and multi-New York Times best-selling author Tony Robbins said it best. Remember, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken action. If there's no action, you haven't truly decided. What time is it? It's time to act. One of the great joys of my life is to coach people into greatness. So allow me to jump into the coaching mode for just a moment and bring these principles to where you live. For you to accomplish your dreams or goals, you must lay out your precise action steps. Do you need to learn or develop a new skill? Is going back to school or obtaining another certification the next step? Do you need to meet with someone to help design a blueprint for your dream so you can start moving forward? For you to hit your fitness goal, do you need to join a gym, hire a trainer, buy a bike, throughout all the ding-dongs, Twinkies, and soft drinks from the pantry? This might be the boldest step of all. Whatever the case may be, the beginning point for your success is to stop talking and start doing. Go back to your Winology journal and start making a list. Do it right now. Write out what decisive actions you need to take in each area of your life. What can you do today, tomorrow, or the next day? What can you accomplish by next week? Where do you need to be by the end of the month? Let's go. If you want world-class winning in certain areas, then let's do it together. The time is now. Okay, step back and breathe for a moment. We've already covered a lot of information, and we still have 6 more Winology steps to go. If you're feeling overloaded and not quite ready to start taking bold action steps, that's perfectly fine. Spend some more time in these first 3 steps to build your confidence, establish your new true positives, and prepare your decisive action plan. Moving forward before you're truly ready will only produce frustration. However, many times, final preparation only comes as you take action and move forward in your quest. On the other hand, if you know your dreams and you're ready to take decisive action, my question is simple. What are you waiting for? Remember, Winology Step 1 is urgent excellence. Recognizing and capturing moments of opportunity. You have great gifts inside of you that can and will make the world and people around you better. There's no time to waste. This is your time to act. Abraham Lincoln said it like this: things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Maybe you're afraid of failure. Welcome to the club. The truth is, everyone is afraid to fail at one point or another. But remember, even if you fail, it's merely a learning opportunity for you, a true winner, to regroup and rally back to victory. Let's make a decisive action declaration right now. I'm not afraid of failure. Even when I fail, I win because I learn from my failures. I'm a winner. Winning is what I do. It may sound corny, but say it anyway. Say it every day, multiple times a day if need be. You're framing your world for success. Now on to your Winology Step 3 assignments. Step 3, decisive action assignments. Take a moment and write in your Winology journal every area in which you desire to win big. Be specific. Your marriage? Relationship with your kids? Vocation? Or relationships with coworkers? Hobbies? Personal fitness? Start up a home-based business, etc. Be specific about what you want to see accomplished in these areas. Create positive declarations for every area you have listed. This is your initial decisive action to create your world with your words. It absolutely works and will change your life from the inside out. Take some of these declarations, the ones that are top priorities, and post them in strategic places where you will see them throughout the day. Your refrigerator, bathroom mirror, dashboard of your car, and computer wallpaper are some great options. I have a sign on my bathroom mirror with the 5 most important things I do every day. What other steps of decisive action need to be made in each of these areas? Write them down. Be practical and start out with the ones you can achieve quickly. More important than writing them down is doing them. No matter how bad things may seem or how hopeless you may feel at times, you can always take positive, decisive actions. You'll never be nowhere. You'll never have absolutely nothing. As long as you have breath in your lungs, there is something you can do. Remember the sign that hung above our kitchen door. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have. Let this burn deep into your psyche. From now on, there are no excuses. You're a world-class winner. Here's your next decisive action. Get ready for step 4.